Exam Skills Check 1. Modules 1 and 2. Exercise 2. Page 31.
Today our guest is Nadine Walker, one of the curators at what is certainly my favorite New York museum, the Lower East Side Tenement Museum. For the benefit of our UK listeners, could you explain to us what a tenement is, or was, rather?
Of course. The tenements were a form of accommodation. When lots of poor people began to pour into New York from Europe in the 19th century, landlords used to divide up multi-story buildings into residences of two or three rooms to rent to families for a low rent. This led to a situation where large numbers of people were packed into these tall New York buildings, creating a kind of slum unique to the city.
So, what is the Lower East Side Tenement Museum? How does it tell this story?
Well, naturally, most of these buildings are now gone, and people live in much better conditions. But it's part of our history as a country that mustn't be forgotten. That's why the Tenement Museum was created in 1988. You see, this building had been boarded up since 1935, which meant it had kept features from then and earlier instead of updating or improving. The idea was to use this as a base to create a museum offering an experience like no other museum elsewhere, where the rooms where actual families lived were recreated so that their stories could be told to you as you stand in the actual room where these people stood.
Fascinating. And these were real people, were they not?
As real as you or me, with their living quarters recreated as faithfully as possible, using every scrap of knowledge that we have and real artifacts from the time. The museum used census and other information to ascertain, for example, that one apartment was rented by the Levines from Poland. Jenny and Harris Levine emigrated to the USA in 1890 and lived in that building for 10 years, during which time Mrs. Levine had four children. But the front room wasn't used by the family to relax because Mr. Levine used it as a workspace. He was a tailor, and he and his workers produced clothing there.
But that simply wouldn't be allowed in these days, would it? I mean, those days are behind us, right?
Many, many things are no longer allowed. And it was changes in what the city actually permitted to be used as residences that rang the death knell for the tenement home. Many didn't have running water, for instance, or shared a toilet between the whole floor, and that wouldn't be allowed now. In addition, these families prospered from one generation to the next, and New York became probably the richest city on earth. And wealthier people demand better quality housing, naturally. So the slum days of the tenements are gone, and good riddance. Though to this day, New York, and Manhattan especially, suffers from overcrowding and high rents. And I've got friends who live in some pretty cramped accommodations, I can tell you.
Yes, you've got a point there. Thank you, Nadine.